In this bulletin, authorities count the cost of catastrophic bushfire conditions, Britain's Labour Party hit by two cyber attacks, and in football, the Matildas prevail over Chile before a record Adelaide crowd. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Fires continue to burn across New South Wales despite an easing of Tuesday's catastrophic conditions. Firefighters worked across the state through the night with over 70 blazes still burning. Emergency warnings have been issued for fires in Bretty, Rumba Dump, Hillville and Liberation Trail. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons warns while the temperatures have dropped, wind changes mean that for some the worst may still be to come.
And given the forecast for very high and likely severe conditions ahead as we head into this weekend, and another really hot burst of air coming through New South Wales on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we simply aren't going to get the upper hand on all of these fires. So we've got a long way to go yet before we can say we're comfortable with the state of the fires and their containment and the prognosis, particularly in northern New South Wales, given the enormous size of the fires that are burning still.
A total fire ban remains in place across New South Wales today. Meanwhile, Queensland is bracing for its worst conditions today, with high winds and temperatures expected to fan the more than 50 bushfires burning across the state. The fires have caused a substantial drop in air quality, with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk warning people in the state's heavily populated southeast to be careful about their health.
We still want people to be very vigilant when it comes to air quality, because we saw those highly elevated levels yesterday, 10 times higher than what we are used to seeing, especially in that Brisbane to Ipswich to the Gold Coast.
Overseas, and British opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn is concerned about his party's election campaign after it was hit by two cyber attacks. The attackers took control of Labour's web services with malicious traffic in an attempt to force the party offline. Although the hackers were unsuccessful, a second cyber attack reportedly occurred just hours later. Mr. Corbyn says while the attack was repelled and no data was accessed, he is concerned they will become more frequent as the December election approaches.
If this is a sign of things to come in this election, I feel very nervous about it all, because a cyber attack against a political party in an election is suspicious and something one is very worried about. And so we do need far better defensive arrangements against cyber attacks made against us.
Back home, Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner has met with Indigenous leaders in Central Australia amid protests over the fatal police shooting of a Walpree man. Kumanjayi Walker was shot at his Uendamu property on Saturday night as two officers tried to arrest him, with reports the police entered his house as he was sleeping. Police claim the shot was fired as Mr. Walker lunged at them during the arrest, with Mr. Gunner promising an investigation into the incident. Protests have broken out following the shooting, with Northern Territory Police Superintendent Kylie Anderson trying to reassure the Indigenous community the police are there for them.
Like, I understand people's loss, and I'm personally really sorry for that. But I am not in a position to provide you with any answers at this stage.
I like to think that the Tennant Creek police here that you see before you have a good working relationship with the Tennant Creek community.
In football, the Matildas have downed Chile 1-0 before a record Adelaide crowd. Attacker Emily Gilnick's 23-minute strike was enough to give the home side victory. Captain Sam Kerr was her usual dominant self, but uncharacteristically couldn't find the back of the net despite several opportunities. Australia has won the Women's Football International Series 2-0. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 36. Adelaide, mostly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, cloudy, 18. Hobart, showers becoming windy, 16. Canberra, sunny, 21. Similar conditions in Wollongong and 20. Sydney, also sunny, 23. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Also sunny in Brisbane and 33. Much the same in Cairns and 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.